Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We are broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio app, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening, you can always go to SEOQueen.com and download the free case study, How to Get More Clients and Revenue Without Paying for Advertising. So today is a great episode. I'm really excited that we have a woman who is a software engineer, entrepreneur, and she is the founder of Gomentum, and she has been a software engineer for many, many years in the banking industry. And she has a lot to say about goals and online learning. And I can't wait for you guys to meet none other than Christina Moody. How are you today?
Hello. Hello. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to come on to the SEO Queen Tech Show. So tell me this. What inspired you to pursue a career in software engineering?
Yeah, so it actually happened by accident. I was in high school, kind of at the point of looking for more classes to take. I was, you know, in my, I think my junior year of high school. And somehow I seen this little programming class. I was like, oh, what's that? What's that? And I seen it and I added it to my schedule. And I attended the class and started learning more about like programming. It was just like really a programming class. And it just kind of like opened up my eyes, like, oh, that's what I want to do. Because prior to that, I was like, I was going to be this translator. So I was working on my Spanish at the time. But once I entered this class, it's like, okay, I know what I'm going to go to school for at that moment. So. Yeah.
So that's really interesting that you would say that you wanted to be a translator, because I think of programming as another language.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So what? So a computer language, break that down to our listeners. Like when you're writing software and like what are the pieces? What is the thought process from a high level that you go about to create software?
Yeah. So pretty much it's just thinking of a problem. So you first are presented with the problem. And then from there, it's just a matter of saying, okay, well, how to address this issue. And then we start writing out like what are the requirements, whether it be a button needs to be in the center of the page, whether a button needs to be on the right side of the page, and what happens when someone clicks on a button. What does it do in the back end, which is what you call the database? Does it add something into the database? Does that information, it's just pretty much the information flow from the front end of the page, which is what you see, which is the website. And then the back end, what happens in the database on the server side. So there's a lot that goes into it, but I try to break it down into, layman terms, but yeah.
That programming class that you took, what language did you learn?
It was visual.
Was it Visual Basic?
No, it was Visual Basic. And another thing I didn't mention about that class is I was the only other in the class, period. There was only white males in the class. I was the only black person in the class and the only female. So it was a little
Wait, wait,
intimidating.
wait, wait. Hold on, hold
Yeah.
on, hold on. So you were the only woman, only black person in the class.
Yes, it was nothing
How
but
did that
whites in there.
feel? How did that feel?
Well, at first it was a little intimidating, but really, where I grew up, it was kind of something of the norm, but not to the extent where I was also the only female. So it was a little intimidating at first, but I held my own in there. So,
Well, obviously you held your own
yeah.
because you just left a career in the banking industry as a software engineer. So what was that like working in the banking industry as a software engineer?
It was good. So really, it was I was the only other when it kind of came to that as well, for a little while, but then we kind of started getting a mix of people. But I had a really good experience with it. I started at a pretty much like an entry level position there, and from there they kind of trained me with real world how to apply programming and stuff that I learned to the real world essentially. So they groomed me early on, so then from there I was able to continue to add on new skills throughout my career. And to the point to where I was able to lead projects and lead others as well on their journey from starting off as a software engineer into into leveling up basically their career. So it
Oh,
was a
that's
great
awesome.
experience.
So, what type of technologies did you use when you were working there?
So my the primary language I use is Java. So I'm more of a back, what you would call a back-end developer. I can do front end, but the main thing I focus on was back end. So that's working on everything that you don't see that goes on that pretty much keeps everything going, is what I worked on. So
So you created like JavaScript hooks to grab SQL select statements to serve up data on websites and all that stuff. Yeah, that's pretty dope.
In
Wow.
particular, it was an email archiving system is the one, an email archiving and a content management system
That's
is
what you work
pretty much,
with?
yeah, that was pretty
Oh,
much.
that's pretty impressive. Well, I know when we first started talking and you explained to me your vision, your technological vision, I was very, very impressed. And so my next question is to you is like, as you were working at in the banking industry, at what point were you inspired to leave and put one of your ideas into development?
So really for a while I knew that I wanted to do something in education because I believe that's a shortcoming that we have in the US. We don't put enough into education, especially when it comes to K through 12. And then also for people that are looking to, potentially change careers or kind of get at a point where they're not stuck in, they're stagnant in one position in their life. There's not really in my eyes something that kind of elevates you to the next level in whichever way you're trying to go. So really it didn't spark like okay I got to do something until actually 2020, like most people just sitting at home trying to figure out, okay, what am I going to do next? Everybody was kind of in that phase where, well, a lot of people were in that phase where they're trying to figure out, like, what am I really doing with my life? What I got going on? And then just a lot of the stuff that was going on in the world. And I just found myself sitting there, like, pointing, like, oh man, they should be doing this. This is wrong. That's wrong. And, just kept on pointing the finger. But then I was like, wait a minute. You see all this wrong. You know what's wrong. Then why don't you do something about it? I want to kind of going forward, I said that I'm going to, if I see something wrong, let me try to be more as more from an action standpoint versus a complaining and pointing finger standpoint. So basically with that, I was like, okay, let me, you know, start thinking about what I want to do. And then, as I was saying earlier, in the education space, it's like something I always knew I wanted to do something in. Okay. Well, let me build something in that arena, because that feels more like that's more of my why. Like, it'll keep me going versus building something that will quickly potentially make me money, but maybe I don't feel so good about it, you know?
Right.
But yeah, so it kind of came from that. So my intentions are to build a space where people can, like I was saying, go to the next level in their life.
All right. So you want to build a space where people can go to the next level in their life. So share with the listeners, like, what is the platform that you've built and what does it do?
Yep. So, so part of like the beginning, which you call the ideation phase, kind of when it comes to software development, with any other industry, but we call it the ideation phase, is for me, I was doing research to seeing, you know, what was already available, what was out there, and then kind of thinking about my experiences with online learning. I started to think of what's the best way to deliver this online education space. And pretty much what I came up with is delivering it from a coaching standpoint, where there's somebody who leads you through whatever that journey may be. So they kind of have the outline, they have everything in place for you. And all you have to do is kind of consume the content and then also be connected with other people that are also going through this journey. So you kind of can network with these other people. Because one thing that's important about when you're learning and you're trying to change your life is making sure you have people in your environment that are also going to either encourage you or kind of have the same goal. So yes, I know that was a lot.
Right.
I know that was a lot, but let me bring it back. But yeah, so essentially, I just want coaches to have a place to facilitate. And it doesn't necessarily have to be saying coaches, but really, if you have an expertise that you could teach other people, this is the platform for you to use.
That's awesome. Yeah. So how did you come up with the name GoMentum?
So really, it's just simple. So really, it's just like, you know, I was like, yeah, I want people to, this is literally it. Just gain momentum to whatever goal is that they have. And I was like, okay, how can I play with that? And, you know, I just kept playing around, write it down. I think I had like maybe 40 or 50 different names. It was took me a while to actually finally come up with GoMentum. So I just kept playing around and then finally I was like, well, let me just combine goal and momentum. And then I just took off the extra MO and there you have GoMentum. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's so fun. So when it comes to online learning and just education in America, like, what shortcomings do you see? Like, what are some of your frustrations that you see out there with the system currently today?
Yeah, so I knew there was already shortcomings. Let me just back up there. I already knew there were shortcomings, but I read a book called The Color of Law last year.
Yes, I've heard of that. I've heard of that book. Oh, my God.
That book will have you ready to...
Yeah, that talks about the school to prison pipeline.
Yeah. So it talks about how just early on, like, you know, with the New Deal and how all of these different basically policies put Black people in particular into these basically, you know, pockets in different cities, and basically how that is how, you know, the access to jobs and access to education, how all that's been restricted by putting people in these pockets based on different laws and policies that were put in place by the government. So when I just read that, I was just like, ooh, on the top, you know, the cake with everything else was going on last year, and then reading that book, yeah, it just kind of, yeah.
It kind of was the catalyst to drive you to action.
Yeah, it was like, let me do something. Yeah, let me, it's like, just let me do something. And I know what, you know, I could have did something small, but I was like, no, I'm just going to use my engineer background and build something, you know. I could have did something small, you know, in the schools and stuff like that, which I still do plan to go back and do. But since we were all in the house, I was like, let me just find something I could do online. But yeah, so the shortcomings as far as education is, I believe that if everybody has access to equal education in the United States of America, that particularly Black communities would thrive in a way that would be unimaginable, because I think the education, and I say exposure too, is another one of my pillars for change in underserved communities. I really don't like saying that; it just doesn't sound right, but that's what people like to say, underserved communities.
Right.
But I just think that that's like a big part of it, is like not having the proper education that everybody else has early on, even like early childhood. You need to start before some of these kids even get to kindergarten. But yeah, let me digress, because I could be on this soapbox.
No, I mean, I think this is, you know, this podcast is all about being a successful entrepreneur and, you know, what is, you know, critical for any entrepreneur's success is being properly educated. Because yes, as an entrepreneur, I mean, even, you know, as an undergrad at MIT, I didn't take any entrepreneurship classes because I assumed that I would be working in, you know, a company like Raytheon for the rest of my life. So there was some gaps in my business education because I assumed that I wouldn't be an entrepreneur. And so education is something that's still, even after three whole degrees, I know I still need. So I know people who haven't had even my experience definitely need education. And this podcast is all about being a successful in business. And, you know, education is very, very important.
Yeah. I mean, even like, you know, even after you, like you say, even after you have your degrees, I think we have to continue to seek to learn more things, no matter what level you are in your life. So it's mm-hmm. not just K through 12 or after you get out of college. And there's a lot of missteps, actually, even in college. Like you were saying, they didn't have any business training. I had no clue, like, just stepping out here and figuring it out on my own, you know?
So, right.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah. I mean, when we first talked and you were sharing with me you're a software engineer, I was really excited because that's what my dad is. You know, I grew up in a household with a software engineer, you nice. Know, and just, and he encouraged and inspired me to pursue a life in tech. So I think that's really awesome what you're doing. So tell us a little bit more about GoMentum. What can people expect, and can people go and sign up for it now, and how, what does it do?
Yeah, so currently right now, yes, definitely go and sign up if you have an expertise and you think you can lay out that roadmap for somebody else. Definitely go and sign up. So what currently right now, you can sign up, create your program, which I say program on the platform, but essentially it's a course, a curriculum-based program. You can then, if you decide, you can sell it to other people, or you can make it free. It's totally up to you. But at some point, it'll then be a marketplace that will be for GoMentum, so that people can essentially go through there and search for exactly what they're looking for and find you, the expert or the coach, find what you're offering, and then enroll into your program. So that's what we're happening.
That's pretty awesome. So eventually it's going to be a marketplace. So So, correct me if I'm wrong, if you are a coach and you want your content to reach other people, you can be one of the first coaches on the platform and have your content highlighted there.
Yes. Yep. So the marketplace will probably, I'm thinking Q1 2022. Yeah, so right now there's no marketplace. So right now the way that they would actually sign up is once you publish your program, they will you'll get a link to send to people. You can put it on your social media platforms and email if you already have an audience. And from there they can sign up. They can sign
Oh,
up for
okay.
your program.
So awesome. So tell me, what are the features of GoMentum? Say I'm a coach, I put my course on there. What can I expect? Can people download files? Can they view videos? Can I do like a video meeting with my cohort? Like, what can I expect?
Yep. So on the platform, yes. So definitely you can create your curriculum on there. So you have everything is broken into sections. So you can create sections, which is like essentially your topics that you'll be covering. Under each section, you'll have your lessons. So you're able to upload PDFs, videos, you can do text document. And then I'm adding new features so that you can do live sessions if your thing is pretty much all live sessions where people can be on there. So yeah, so you can upload all that content depending on what kind of lesson you have. And yes, they can download if it's like a PDF or a document format. And if it's a video, they'll see everything on the platform. So once you have everything as far as your curriculum and everything together, once you start, you'll also have the option to create events. So if you want to have meetings with the people that's in your program, which I highly encourage, just to kind of keep them engaged, then you have the discussion forum. So if somebody has any questions or you want to pose any questions to the group, there's that option on there as well. Then also you're able to see the progress. How's everybody doing this in your program? So whether that be they're stuck maybe on section three. If you want to do a personal reach out, you can do that. Just to kind of keep tabs on how people are doing. And then also this kind of gives you potentially, to let you know if there's something maybe in your program that you need to change. Whether if everybody's getting stuck at the same section, then maybe there's something in your program that maybe needs to be updated. So you have that. So also what's built into GoMentum is gamification. So for each lesson that you create, essentially you would assign it a number of points. And what gamification means is, well, in the terms of GoMentum, is just basically to keep people engaged. So another part of it is I wanted to keep when they start the program, I want them to actually finish it. So I added those elements in there already for you so that they stay excited to keep going. So whenever they finish a lesson, they see they have this many points, and it just kind of keeps them invigorated to keep progressing throughout the entire program, in addition
Now,
to
is
our
there a
marketing.
way for you to, as a course creator, to award different awards once they finish, or accumulate a certain amount of points? Is that an option there too?
No, so it's not, so it just, gives them the general points in a general sense, but that is a good suggestion. So that's something I didn't mention earlier is, we launched on July 16th. So we are in the phase where we're taking feedback and we're
July
collaborating.
16th, 2020.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, July 16th, 2021.
Oh,
This year.
okay. I just want to make sure I understood
Yeah, we're
and my listeners understood.
yeah, it's a baby platform, not baby, but we just, we're newborns.
Right. I ain't even here yet.
yeah, so yes, so right now, like I was saying, it's a collaboration between me and you to make the platform the best in the market. So if there's anything that you feel like will make it better for you to conduct your coaching or make it better for your clients, this is the time to get in and give me feedback. Because I am actually thinking about having a kind of a focus group of at least 20 people to kind of keep tabs and everything, just to kind of give me feedback and let me know, okay, Christina, you know, this maybe shouldn't be there or this should be there. So definitely join, and there will be plenty of opportunities for you to voice your opinion throughout the process.
Yeah, so I know there's a lot of marketplaces out there, educational marketplaces. Some of the ones that are more popular pop into mind, like Udemy and Lynda and other stuff. But I really love the fact that this is a Black-owned platform, and that you're, you know, creating tools to help people track their goals, help people finish their coursework, and just taking a whole different approach to the UI UX or the look and feel of the whole platform. So I think that's awesome. So how can you tell me, like, does it cost anything to the course creators right now to be on the platform, or is it still in beta? Like,
So currently it is in so yes, it is in beta right now. So right now it's free for you to use. But that obviously will change. So get in, because you get I'm actually offering a special lifetime discount for all the people that were part of the beta going forward. So when it blows up, you're gonna have that
grandfathered in discount.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I just love, like, knowing that there's a place where professionals can go and get courses. And I think, you know, as, you know, from one Black entrepreneur to another, I know that there are some unique challenges that we face. And so I know to all the entrepreneurs and coaches listening, please, 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 go put your courses on the site so that you can be a part of this movement, because it's really important for us to have platforms and places where we're celebrated and not just tolerated, and where we can really just be ourselves and let our excellence shine through. And so I really love that aspect of this. And so what has made you so passionate about education?
So I think about really just from my beginning. So, I just think about, just from when I was in high school. So where I'm from, it's really a small town, and there was only two high schools. So everybody in that city, we all got pretty much the same education for the most part. Okay. Unless there were some little sketchy stuff that they did do for those standard tests where certain students would get put in these additional classes, but that's a neither here nor there topic for today. But but yeah, so for me, just in general, knowing that for the most part I'm getting the same education as, you know, my counterpart who looks different to me, comes from a different, you know, background, different area, that kind of was an inspiration. Because if I think about it, for some other, like my cousins who were not fortunate to kind of have that, you know, that I just see that their life turned out a bit different, you know? So kind of just in general, just starting from there and kind of being given somewhat of opportunity that other people didn't have. The older I got, the more I realized how blessed I was in some in some shape or form. But there was just still a lot that was missing too. So from there, it's just like, I just think about what education has done for me. It's afforded me a lifestyle that I didn't think was possible, you know?
Right.
It's afforded me opportunities to travel, and which I love to travel.
I love to travel too.
Yeah.
I love to travel too. Yeah. I think, you know, I really believe that education is critical. Reading is very important. So,
Yes.
my next question is, what books have you read lately?
Currently right now I'm actually reading Limitless by Jim Quick. I
Okay.
just started reading that book. And prior to that, I read the or an Atomic Habit. I couldn't even think of the name, by James Clear.
What's the name of the book one more time?
An Atomic Habit. Atomic
Oh,
Habits.
an
Yeah,
atomic
Atomic Habits by James Clear.
Okay.
Yeah, that, and then there was one I kind of started messing with, but if you are going to be in the app space, I started it, but I'm going to tell you to read it. It's called Hooked, by Neary Yale, where he talks about building habit-forming apps,
Okay.
but in a way that is not harmful. Basically, apps that are more that are aligned with your goals and the app's goals, versus like other social media platforms where they have their own goals in mind. So yeah, so it's a good
Like
one.
Facebook and Instagram.
Right. So it's a good, I started, reading that, but I do need to go back and like finish it.
Oh,
But
okay.
definitely. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just so excited for you, and I'm really honored to be a part of your journey. I'm so happy that the SEO Queen is working with you to bring
Yep.
your app to the masses. We're super excited about it, and we love working behind the scenes supporting entrepreneurs like you. And so, do you have any other final comments that you would like to share with our listeners about being successful in business?
Well, before you start, if you haven't already started, before you start your journey or wherever you are, just make sure you're self-aware. I was just coming to the realization about this actually a couple of weeks ago. Just be self-aware before you put yourself out there in this business world, and just in general with dealing with people and starting to build your team. Become self-aware first.
Whew. That's a whole word right there.
Yeah, because I
That's a
went, yeah,
whole word right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I went through that journey. I started last year, but I probably wouldn't be where I am if I didn't go through that. So definitely start that journey if you haven't already, because you can't put yourself out here in the world. You can't be your best if you don't know who you are.
Right.
Start there.
That's so important. I mean, I'm right now, I'm committed to a lifelong effort
Yeah.
of self-mastery.
Yes. Yeah.
Self-mastery and self-awareness and self-improvement. So
Yep.
yeah, when you said self-awareness, I was like, yep, you hit the nail on the head with that
Yeah.
one.
Yeah,
That's so
that's the
important.
best advice I can give you.
Yeah, I mean,
The
we can do a whole series on
right. Yeah. That's like the
So
start.
Google it, or for all you self-awareness coaches, life coaches, mindset coaches,
Right.
content on the platform, and for those who are scratching their head, sign up to take the courses.
Right. Yeah, right.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
Let's meet up on GoMentum. Okay.
Yes. Yes,
Because
let's
I know
meet.
the SEO Queen, we're going to put some content on the platform. So it's in the work. We have a lot of content that we've been working on, and it's coming. But I just, I can you spell your domain name for everybody? Because I want to make sure people come to your website.
Yes, let's make sure we got it right. So it's
Right.
GOALMENTUM.com.
Awesome, awesome,
GOALMENTUM.com.
awesome. GoMentum.com. And I have been talking with a lovely and brilliant Christina Moody.
Yes.
She's in the house.
In the house.
And y'all need to, you need to just tap in, make sure you're, go to the website, bookmark the website, make sure you're tapping into what she's doing, because this is a movement. This is a movement. I really believe that within the tech world and the entertainment world, there's this movement going on right now. You want to tap into all aspects of it. So.
Yes, I agree.
So until next time.
Bye.
It's time to grow with the SEO queen. With visibility like never before, when traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. No traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow. Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.